Happy Labor Day. The summer is officially coming to an end. I hope you had a great holiday weekend. It's Monday, September 4th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. On this Labor Day, today we're bringing you a special bonus Wisconsin Life episode about a tradition that you might see if you're on your way home from the Northwoods this weekend. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
It's time for a special Labor Day episode of Wisconsin Life. If you're heading back from a holiday trip up north this weekend, you might see a long-held tradition along the way. Here's producer Steve Gotcher with more.
For most folks, Labor Day marks the end of summer. And what better way to celebrate than with a party? And that's just what they do in northern Wisconsin along Highway 51. Laughing, talking, drinking, oh, and waving to the tourists as they head home for the winter. Bridget Bowden visited a few of this year's parties.
I went up to the Northwoods on Labor Day to see what wave parties are all about. They're a way of telling the summer tourists, thanks for coming, but also thanks for leaving. Barbie Carlson and Melanie Cockrum set up their party in a parking lot in Arborvita, right on Highway 51.
We are having a wave party for the tourists that are leaving us.
For the summer until next year. We're looking in a parking lot, food in the garage, beer and booze in the refrigerator.
Having a good time.
All the cars are going by honking.
Waving at everyone.
We have balloons outside and signs. Now I clean houses for a living, so my income is pretty much cut in half when they leave. So I appreciate them being here. I enjoy them. In the 70s, it was a totally different ball game. It was like,
oh, stop.
It was like, send your money next year and just stay home, you know? But now it's like, it's sad. It's the end of summer. We had a short summer again. This is nice. Friends get together and wave, and we're very grateful.
A few miles down the road at Whitman's Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst, there's a bigger party, complete with grilled corn and a live band. Mary Whitman owns the bar.
We are the original. We started this before the other people ever did it. It's a customer appreciation party, but it's also a goodbye to summer and thanking our friends from the South that come up and support us, waving to them, saying thank you, come back next year, honk if you had fun.
I'm Rick Stark. I live in Appleton, Wisconsin. I have a place up north, and I'm on my way back, but I want to let all these people know how nice it was for them to share it with us up north. This party has been going on for years. This is the first year I've stopped here, but this has been going on for many years. I think it's a great thing. I'm really enjoying it, yeah. Okay, all the cars heading south right now. Unfortunately, there's not a big traffic jam, but we're just telling them how great it was for them to share their time with us. But we're also happy to see they're going to leave us alone for a while.
Bill, the Blowers. We've been coming to the party probably since 98, 99. I was still living in Illinois when I first started coming here, you know, and I'm still coming here, you know, and stuff, you know, so it's not that you know, sometimes there's more Illinois people here than there are Wisconsin people here at this party.
Sarah Tansley.
Freddie.
I live in Chicago.
I live in Barrington, Illinois. You know, I have a cabin here in this town, and I've been coming to Whitman's for a long time, and I enjoy saying bye-bye to the people, because I don't have to go home. See, it's nice now, because they're all gone, so you don't have to wait. You don't need reservations at restaurants or anything you do.
Without the tourists who come up, then, you know, we wouldn't have the good restaurants and everything. So it's a symbiotic relationship. This is like saying thank you to them and waving. It's also like probably a little celebration of like having the town back. But, you know, this town is so small, it's like This is everybody. That's what's so fun. It really is. This is everybody. Because the whole town comes out for this.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.
Yeah, whether you're ready to or not, we are waving goodbye to this summer and looking ahead to the fall. That'll do it for this Labor Day edition of Wisconsin Today. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to Mallory Chang and John Davis. They were the producers for today's episode. As always, you can find us every single weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back to the daily news tomorrow. And while you're there finding the podcast, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Let us know how you think we're doing. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.